Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Nat's Landing, Urgent Med and Urgent Med Plus, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Good evening. I'm Rich Bontrager on location in Nat's Landing in St. Simon's, where we're here each and every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for the entire football season. And this segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Joseph Furniture, Belinda Towns Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, and by Nat's Landing. And now let's have a warm welcome with the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick.
We won again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's a great litmus test. If you win, they cheer. If they don't, they don't show up.
That's right.
Well, you get a week off this week, Coach. You are now 3-2 after starting up 0-2. You've definitely got back on the winning ways, 44-13 this past week against Augusta Prep. You're off this Friday and then Pinewood Christian 2 weeks. So you can breathe a little bit now. Let's talk about that game last weekend, first of all. You had to go on the road, the longest road trip of the year. The weather was gorgeous. No rain, nothing. It went off without a hitch.
Yeah, you know, that was, I think the biggest thing was just during the week, the uncertainty of trying to get everything prepared, whether we were going to play on Thursday night or whether we were going to play on Friday night, and the whole hurricane situation, how is it going to come further south, is it going to stay north? Those were some of the things I think that, you know, we can't control, but we were trying to control it on our end, and, you know, we just fine, so we played on Friday night, and we got there and had a nice breeze, and we got there an hour and something early because we thought we might run into traffic, and there was zero traffic on the road, so we got to spend some good quality time in Augusta Prep.
When you look at that, the whole mental anguish of going through all that, and then the game is very lopsided. We're going to talk a lot about the mental aspect here, but how did you prepare them? Because you knew someone in advance, they weren't up to the same skill level, they weren't the same playing level. How did you mentally prepare your team and say, let's not overdo it and spoil their homecoming completely?
You know, on that one, we kind of reminded the guys last year of going to Emma Merck. We don't want to lay an egg. And so we went up there and I told them, you know, let's don't repeat what we did last year going into that last game with Emma Merck. And kids came out, took care of their business, you know, and once we got up 41-7 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, you know, the guys, we'd already kind of told the guys, they knew what was going on, but at the same time, they went out, took care of things right off the bat, and then for them to go in, let everybody get a lot of work in, our younger kids got to play a ton, and then their coach had already talked to them before the game about the situation, and if we got way ahead about the running clock, and so we knew what we were getting into, and so it's one of those things, it's about the game, respect the game.
Yeah.
You know, if you know the other team is just not very good, and there's no need to run down a group of kids. You know, I wouldn't want somebody to run down a group of my kids if we were in that same boat. And we've been on that end before. We only had 18 or 19 kids, and some people did not, you know, share the same feelings that I do, and they don't respect the game. And a lot of those guys still aren't in the same position that I am. I'm still in the same spot. And so you just got to respect the game and respect, you know, it's not so much as, oh, we're going to take it easy on them. It was just respecting the game and knowing what's right and what to do.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sportsmanship is the way that we were phrasing it on Friday night. Sportsmanship on both sides of the ball. Even though they were hard hits, very lopsided by halftime, both teams played level-headed, tapped each other on the helmets, had some smiles, had some laughs. Sportsmanship was a big key of it.
Yeah, you know, and I thought our guys did a good job of that. They did a really, really, really good job. And, you know, I thought Augusta Prep, same way, you know. They knew what they were getting into. They called already on Monday and talked to me, and I'd seen it on film. And, you know, at the same time, you know, we went out, and I thought the kids were very respectful. They did an outstanding job. There was no chit-chatting or any of the things like that. And they just went out and executed and played, and did their job, and you got to be happy about that. And I thought our kids did a good job with that.
When you look at the team, the first score came with 9:18 left to go in the first quarter. Anthony to Roscalli, boom, you connect right of there. Then you have the kickoff and the turnover right away, and then you score again. Sheffield gets an 18-yard touchdown run, 14-0 in a blink of an eye. Is that what you really expected, or was it even more than you expected?
No, I kind of expected us to, once we got going, to go. You know, I even experimented with trying to run inside a little bit and do some things with that, and we could have ran our lead sweeps pretty much all night long and scored on every play, but we changed it up and did a little stuff, and we're going to run up inside and ground it out, and we needed to get some work on some areas, and I thought the kids did a pretty good job with that. You know, still working on it this week in practice, but at the same time, it's things that we got to continue to get better at and do better at. And so I thought our guys did a good job. We kind of sprinted out of there real fast at 41-7 at one point. So, and they did what I asked, you know, go out there and take care of business quickly. And they did a good job of that.
Now, you were on the record on this show a week ago saying that there was no way Jalen Simpson was going to play the game. And I'm looking on the field, and who do I see but Jalen Simpson on the field playing great defense? Can you tell me about that, please?
Yeah. He got released, and then we didn't think he was going to play him. He got released on Wednesday, and then he was like, we let him get some reps Wednesday afternoon, and I still didn't think he was going to play at all. And then Thursday, he went through everything full speed, and we kind of made the decision to let him just play defense, nothing on offense where he was running the ball or anything. So it was just defense only, just to get some reps and get some game time speed. I mean, he only played a quarter and a half. So, you know, he was just he was just trying to get back in the game and get some conditioning. That was pretty much the essence of what he was out there doing.
But in that quarter and a half, he gets an interception. I mean, I'm looking on the field realizing that's Simpson, but yeah. The interception.
Yeah, he picked one off, he missed one, batted one around, and he almost picked off and ran back for 95 yards. And, you know, he made a couple tackles too, so he made an impact going out there, and I thought he did a good job, you know. But again, it's a team thing. I thought our defensive line, again, was just outstanding up front, forcing them to get rid of the ball early and some things. And I think Cameron Gardner was in the backfield all night long every time I looked up. So they did a really good job. And, you know, I thought Jalen did a good job just going out and getting acclimated to what he needed to do.
Well, we're going to have more to come with the coach about last weekend's game and about the future of the team. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Back in 1 minute after these sponsors.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bonhoeffer, back on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. And this segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. Back with the coach, looking back at last weekend win, 44-13 over Augusta Prep. And the scoring, as you said, was very much 41-7 by halftime. Part of the problem was, A, your defense was very aggressive, which they always are, and B, they had trouble snapping the ball, handing off, and they really had no rhythm. Which one was a bigger item, your defense or their troubles?
Well, I think our defensive front does a really good job with our movement and our guys getting down line. I mean, like I said, you had Cameron Gardner, Will Counts, Will Thompson, those guys were in the backfield just about every play putting pressure on the ball. I thought they did a really good job. And then, of course, we dialed up a few blitzes off the edge, a couple on the inside, just because we didn't want the quarterback standing around back there. And then we had really good edge pressure at times with Harry and Deke with their contain. And so I thought those guys did a good job with what we were trying to do. We didn't overextend it too much. I think they had one drive that was pretty good. We missed a couple interceptions that prolonged it. But, you know, overall, I thought the defense, I think before the quarterback made the long run there in the fourth quarter, we had held him to 7 yards of on the ground. So they couldn't really do a lot running the football.
Well, and you also scored off of turnovers. You had the sacks, two sacks early on, the turnovers, and then your offense was able to pick it up and take it in for scores. That's always a big step.
Yeah, you know, right now, one of the things that goes unseen for us that is so important has been special teams. The importance of our special teams right now has converted 8 touchdowns. When the special teams goes out and makes things happen, we've ran 6. We run back, I think, 5 kickoffs and 2 punts, and then we've also just our kickoff where we're trying to sky kick it. We've recovered it twice too, also, and it's not that we're trying to pooch kick it and recover it. We're pooching it to cover the thing and hoping they catch it, but they don't go get the ball. It's free game, and I thought that was an exceptional play Friday night. Jayshon's running down the sideline, was about to go out of bounds, the ball was, and he tipped it back in to Patrick. Yep. And Patrick fell on it, and it gave us another possession. And as crazy as it may seem, you give us extra possessions, we're going to score a lot of points. I think our special teams right now has just been, they've been special. They've been really, really good. And, you know, this next week, we're going to really start focusing on the kick blocking game. I think we can take some off the foot of the punter against some teams and generate some more points that way. And again, those are some big momentum shifters. You know, you kick off and score, you feel good about it, and you kick off to us.
Yeah.
And then Isaiah or Patrick or Jayshon or Jalen or whoever gets it, Denver runs it back. I mean, it's a morale. It breaks you back. And that's, we're going to continue to do that. And right now the kids, they take pride in that, but then on kickoffs and punts and stuff like that, the return game. So it's been good for us.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And talk about special teams. When the ball's coming to us, do our guys have the red light to take it any time, or if it's bouncing at the 8-9, automatically they have to back off, or they feel they can grab it and take it, can they grab it and take it?
Well, we got a, you know, punt team wise, the rule is heels are on the 10, ball's over our head, we're going to let it go in the end zone. But the thing hit on the ground on kickoff, it bounces around, we're going to pick it up, and our guys know that we're going to maintain our block, and we're going to hit a crease, and it's not Sally about 90% of the time because we're taking it back to the house. And so we've got the green light on kickoff returns, and what you saw Friday night was they were just kicking it out of bounds, and I made them at least kick one time, and we ran it back.
Yeah.
And then after we were ahead so far, I got yelled at by the kids, but they were like, come on, coach, let's run it back. And I was like, no, we'll just take it right here at the 35-40-yard line and play. But, you know, that's a testament to the kids, how we go about it in practice, and they did a really good job.
Well, Jackson does run it back again for another kickoff, and we keep talking about it every week, but why would anyone kick to you, and especially a team like that that does not have the skilled players, they don't have the speed, why even kick it to you? And then they did make the change later on. You have to temper your own team, like you said. Do you really want to go for it yourself as a coach, though? Are you chomping at the bit, or are you able to dial it back yourself?
When it's like that, I can dial it back. If it's somebody that we really, really don't care too much for, we're going to run that thing back every time. I won't mention any names, but we're going to go. I feel pretty confident that our kids can go out and do what we need to do. But, you know, again, it's part of the system of respecting the game and not trying to rub it in somebody that's just that much. It's not very good, and it doesn't help their kids, and it doesn't help their morale. You know, again, I could be like Bobby Bowden. It's not my job to stop my kids. It's your job, but I'm not that way. So we just dialed it back a little bit.
You do have a little bit of mercy in you after all.
Just a little.
Well, we'll be right back to talk more with the coach on the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Back in just a few moments.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call. 912-638-1965 or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's. And let's go Knights! Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon's Seafood. Located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza, next to Demery Grill. St. Simon's Seafood has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon's Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon's Seafood or call 912-634-2646, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bonziger on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simons, and this segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Parker's, St. Simons Seafood, and Belinda Thomas Realty. Back with the coach again. Talk a little bit more about this past weekend's game. You go into the locker room with an unbelievable 41-7 halftime score. Running clock comes out the third quarter, and you basically own the third quarter. Your team stays on the field almost the entire third quarter. How much of that was preparation coming out of the locker room? Say, guys, slow it down, and we're going to run the field and chew this thing up.
Well, you know, we technically didn't even huddle up. We just kind of muddle huddled and ran it, but I slowed Thomas down a little bit to eat up some time. But another, that's a very good test, but we ran the ball up inside a bunch with our younger guys, just working on our inside ISO games and our power plays and things like that. I thought the kids did a really good job, and they did eat up a bunch of time. We drove it all the way down, and then we kicked the field goal, which was outstanding. I think our kicking game's getting better and better every week, and so for us to go in and hit that, I think it was 32 or 33-yard field goal, you know, was big. That's a big confidence booster for William, and I thought that, you know, he was... He's 6 for 7 or 5 for 6.
I mean, only missed one.
Yeah, we missed one. I think the snap was a little high, but he is probably one of the fastest kickers I've seen from ball to tee. As soon as that ball hits that tee, it's hitting his foot. So he's so timed that he's very quick. And so if anything does that, it throws him off a little bit. But I thought in the special teams game and the kicking game was much, much better. and getting better every week. Again, it's like I told you at the beginning, you tried to worry me to death early on. I said, it's not where we start, it's how we finish. So we've been progressing there and making some progress in other areas. And I think that right now we're getting there. It's just it's going to take a little bit of time, but we need to have it fine-tuned and ready to go for these last five.
Talk about Kyle Perez. He got a lot of reps, picked up some gritty yardage, showing more and more potential. But Kyle has really taken off.
Yeah, Kyle has done a really good job getting there. He gets beat up during the week playing scout team running back, but he knows what to do when he's in there. And he's a kid that's north and south runner. He's going to find that little bit of daylight. He's going to plant his foot, and he's going to get north and south. And he's not going to try to dance and make a move, make anybody miss. He's just going to get north and south and run over you. And he's not very big. I mean, about 5'7", 150. And he runs the ball hard, and he holds on to the ball, and that's been a big thing with him. And first game, he had the jitters, and he had a fumble, and now he's kind of eased into it. He's starting to really understand what we do back there, and he's doing a really good job. I've been proud of him. It's been good to get a guy that can get back there and run the ball and give some guys a break here and there.
You talk about Thomas Veal coming in at quarterback, same situation. You threw him in there a week ago, nervous as can be, and he gets the whole second half, and does marvelous.
Yeah, He's a pretty calm kid. He's not going to get too rattled. Thomas is just easy come, easy go, even in practice. And getting thrown in the game, I thought Thomas did a good job. You know, he was really running the hurry-up offense, and I had to, like, slow him down. You know, I was calling, and he was going to go up there and get the snap. I was like, no. Slow down. I had to put him on the clock a little bit. But, you know, he's starting to understand it. This week he's been getting some reps, and he throws the ball well. He's starting to get a really good grasp of the offense and what's going on. And, you know, just get more and more experience. Game experience is valuable. It's much better than practice experience. And these guys have done a really good job of getting out there and executing and making plays.
Who are one or two other younger players that are starting to pick up and that you're noticing and inserting more play time? Who are the other ones that right now we should be looking at?
Well, you know, we've got all kinds of sophomores on the offensive line right now. Josh Elliott's been starting since he was a freshman, but he's helping those ways. Will Thompson, out there with those guys all the time. Will Counts is a sophomore that starts on the D-line. You also look around, and Zach Powell's getting a lot of playing time. Luke Bill's even trying to get some – he's spelling some guys now at this point. You know, those guys are rotating in. They're really young. Back in the secondary, Bryce Riley is back there rotating in, getting some good reps. Mason McGraw came in. He's a sophomore. I mean, we got a ton of sophomores on the field that rotate in and out and give us a lot of breaks. A lot of people don't recognize it. They think we're so senior heavy, and we are talent wise with that group. But we also have a lot of sophomores that are playing a lot of reps and getting a lot better. And so it's been fun to watch. It's fun to watch them mature. It's going to be really fun to see them get in the weight room one more year and get bigger and stronger and see what we can do next year. I think we're just going to get better and better. We just keep getting a few guys to come in, plug in with them, and get more bodies to go to work. And you just give me bodies to work with, I'll get you a product on the field. So right now they're doing a really good job.
This is the Frederica County Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. It sounds like what I heard 3 years ago when I first met you. You mentioned all these players that are now seniors, and you built a great organization, and now you're naming kids, and you're saying they're going to become the same things.
Well, you know, they come to work. And, you know, the thing is, if you're a freshman and sophomore right now going against our juniors and seniors, you're probably playing the best competition every day in practice that there is in our league. I mean, you're not going to walk out there and go against too many Cameron Gardners or Jayshon Sheffields every day. You know, today at practice, poor old Zach Powell's just getting his head beat in by Cameron out there over and over again. I'm like, you know what? He's better than anybody we're facing. If you can get him blocked, we're going to be fine. And so, you know, they just have to go out there and work. And that's, you know, it's really, really good for our kids. And again, we got a really good sophomores. We're going to get some more freshmen to come in with them. And I think we're going to just continue to rebuild, reload. You know, I don't know if we'll reload with as many bullets as we've had in the past, but we're going to get some bullets and can go make it happen.
Five more games to go. Pinewood, Westfield, Trinity, John Millage, and the dreaded Bullock road trip at the end of the year. However, you have three home games sandwiched in the middle. Away, three home games, and then away. That's a pretty sweet package there.
That's how I scheduled it. No. We drew the numbers, and that's how it fell when it all happened. And, you know, we got lucky on that end. But I think, you know, like I told the guys, this is the second half. Second season, we want to be 5-0. You know, we're 3-2 the first half. We want to be 5-0 this second half of the season. And, you know, I think we started that a little bit this week, just fine-tuning some things. And, you know, I think we got a very good chance of being 5-0. We got to go take care of Pinewood. And then, you know, just go down the list, Westfield, Trinity. And then we're off another week, so we get to recoup for a week. And then we got John Millage, and then we get to play Bullock. And, you know, as everybody says, that dreaded Bullock game. I hope that was the one that's going to be circled. I hope we're 4-0 in the second half, rolling into that one, and they're 4-0 in the second half too. It will not scare me to take my kids on the road and go play, and I think they'll be excited about it too. But we got to take care of business on those first four before we get to that last one.
You had a week off this week. You're still working the players out, but we have injuries. What's the injury report? How do we look coming out to Pinewood next week?
We're going to be pretty much at full capacity, I hope, by next week. And then everybody's going to be given the clear to go. So that'll be huge for us. Have a little more depth. And, you know, we'll be ready to go over to Pinewood, which is always, you know, a very tough game going on the road. They're a very good football team. And it was kind of the rivalry at the beginning. And, you know, they've had a little bit of a down year or two. But at the same time, still a big game. They're going to be up for it. It's their homecoming. And so, you know, I love being homecoming. I love winning homecoming games. We've been doing it for the last 2 or 3 years. So we just get ready to go play at somebody else's homecoming. And, you know, maybe we can win another homecoming.
The homecoming killer team. That's what we're going to do now.
I don't know. I don't know how many. One year we played, it seemed like everybody's homecoming. And then a couple years we played, we've been like 3 or 4 homecomings. I don't know why they schedule us for homecoming, but it is what it is. And, you know, we're just going to go in and take care of our business and play hard, and I think the kids will be ready to go. Just get a little rejuvenation. The kids are going to be off on Thursday and Friday, and then they get to watch college games on Saturday and watch a little bit on Sunday, watch some NFL, and then we'll come back to work on Monday, and we'll start preparing for Pinewood.
Are you having fun this season with this team? You're going to be started up 0-2 with big, big challenges. Are you having fun this season, seeing how this has evolved now?
It's always fun when you're on a 3-game winning streak, you know, but at the same time, I think that my staff has done an outstanding job. You know, those first two games, really, we had a lot of stuff we had to figure out. Guys getting hurt, you know, and I can't say enough about those guys. You know, I got six guys, me and five other guys in there, and they make it happen. And those first two games, there was people going down left and right, and those guys did a great job. And, you know, at the same time, you have to compliment their wives and their kids and their families, because they take that time off. And, you know, the families that are out here doing this, these coaches' wives and my wife being one of them, they hold everything together while we're putting everything else together on Friday night, trying to make it happen during the week. And so, you know, I got to tell them thanks, and they've done a great job. Everybody's just, you know, done an outstanding job of getting us prepared and where we're at. You know, and like I said, you know, off air, a couple people don't get hurt here and there, and I've done a little bit better job of preparing some people for certain spots. We could very well be 5-0 right now, and so, you know, we're just a couple plays here and there from being 5-0, and you know, but the staff's done an outstanding job, and the kids continue to come in and work and get better, and you can't be disappointed with what we've done so far.
Well, congratulations, Coach, on a great season. We're looking for the second half. Second half starts next week. We have a week off this Friday, no game, and then we are on the road with Pinewood. Thanks for joining us from the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out, join us at Nat's Landing on St. Simon every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show. We're not going to see you at the stadium this week, so everyone enjoy the week off. We'll see you next week back here at Nats, and we get ready to go on the road. For them, I'm the Trigger, Rich Ponder. Good night.